Good morning. A warm front heading in our direction from the west is initiating a round of showers and in some embedded rumbles of thunder. Along with this warm front, a gusty south wind pulling in much milder air than 24 hours ago. In fact, many places are 20 to 30 degrees warmer than on Sunday morning. With the showers rolling on through, we'll have some wet weather to start the day, but then a decided break in the action behind the warm front. In fact, we may even see some breaks in the clouds leading to some sunshine, which will push temperatures into the upper 70s to around 80 on average for afternoon highs. This will set the stage for some energy to head our way from the west, along with a cool front. And this will initiate another round of showers and thunderstorms. And some of the storms later this afternoon and into the evening could be strong or even severe, with gusty winds and hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. This activity will continue off and on through the evening and into the overnight period as the front settles close to us, with temperatures dropping back overnight into the 60s. Another round of energy will head our way tomorrow, and more showers and thunderstorms are likely from time to time throughout the day. It'll be rather muggy tomorrow, with temperatures staying in the middle to upper 70s. That front will finally pass through on Tuesday night with additional showers and storms, and will start a drying trend. And this will leave us with a mix of sun and clouds, warm but low humidity on Wednesday, with highs reaching the lower 80s. A weak burst of energy from the north could produce one or two showers or storms on Thursday, otherwise dry and warm, lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds. And right now it looks like we'll be back into the middle 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the mid-south through the Tennessee and Ohio valleys into the central parts of Maryland and Pennsylvania and extreme southeastern New York and northwestern New Jersey. Damaging winds will be the primary threat with these storms. However, tornadoes will also be possible. Localized heavy rainfall will also be possible across the lower Great Lakes region that could result in flash flooding. And the National Hurricane Center is tracking Tropical Storm Blanca about 85 miles southeast of Cabo San Lazaro, Mexico. Blanca continues to weaken, and maximum sustained winds are now at 50 miles per hour, though with higher gusts. Additional weakening is forecast, and Blanca is expected to weaken to a tropical depression by tonight and dissipate near or over central or northern portions of the Baja California Peninsula tomorrow. Blanca is expected to produce total rainfall amounts of 3 to 5 inches over much of Baja California Sur and the southern half of the state of Baja California, with isolated maximum amounts of 10 inches. These rains could produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. Rainfall associated with Blanca and its remnants could begin to affect portions of the southwestern U.S. tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 43 degrees, with a southwest wind at 49 miles per hour, gusting to 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 42. 47% relative humidity, a south wind at 14, gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.91 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, Redding, and Red Bluff, all in California, to a low of 28 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy, upper 70s, Boston mostly cloudy, windy in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy with showers and thunderstorms and highs near 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 59, that's 6 degrees below normal. No rainfall yesterday for the month, 1.15 inches, which is 24 hundredths of an inch above average, and 9.87 inches for the year, which is 5.82 inches of precipitation below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low 54. The record high 93 set in 2011 and in 1984, and the record low 38 in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:31 p.m., 15 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid-70s. More showers and storms tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy today, scattered showers and thunderstorms around, with highs in the lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy today, scattered showers around and thunderstorms later, with highs in the upper 70s. Showers and storms tonight, with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with more showers and thunderstorms, mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Wednesday. Partly sunny, with a scattered shower or storm Thursday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, dry, mid-80s. And a chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday, followed by mostly sunny skies on Sunday with highs over the weekend in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.